Welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast.
Thank you.
I'm here with
Chris
Christopher.
Spring. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, do it again. Wait,
I'm here with
Chris Spring,
comedian from Las Vegas.
And sex symbol.
Oh.
Ladies, you're welcome.
I don't know about that, but.
I was gonna go like and smart person, but that didn't really sound right. I mean, the other one doesn't either, but you know, I thought I'd try.
Do you have a dating profile right now?
No, not right now. That's funny you say that. I'm actually right now, I'm like, is like the first time I've been like, I'm gonna be single for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it so far it's been great. It's been great. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's I'm not against not being single, but also I don't like, it's been nice not, you know, everything that comes with that, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I should go any further. You know, I've had some questionable relationships in the past, and you know, it's nice to just be with myself. Maybe I'm the problem. I don't know. Maybe it is me.
Oh man.
But who knows? I'll figure that out. But right now, yeah, I'm just single, which is nice. It is nice.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you know what I noticed? Like every time I'm single, no, I get no attention. Like nobody pays no attention to me. The moment I like start to get into like a relationship, I get all kinds of attention.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of weird. And I feel like I'm not the only one that happens to, but that's usually what happens to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'll know when the right one comes along, so.
I kind of think so. I think so. I still think so.
So you're a comedian in Vegas.
Yes.
At the Wise Guys Comedy Club, right?
Yeah, that's my home club, for sure. And shout out to Wise Guys. That's
yeah, the fam right there. Wise Guys. Mm-hmm. Also, I went to Wise Guys 2 years ago. And then you were there, and Freddie and Polar Bear performed. Shout out to Freddie and Polar Bear.
Yep.
You just had a roast battle.
I did.
How did you get into that?
You know, I first of all, I've always loved to talk shit with like all my friends, even like in high school. I feel like that's where my game like got elevated, because we would all, it was almost like we would hang out, all of us, in like lunchtime and break time, but it was like a group of us, and we would always just talk shit to each other and just say the meanest things we could think about, like, to each other.
Yeah,
but it was almost like, wait, are we friends? Like, do we like each other? Because we would go literally for the jugular every time. And but it was fun, though. That's when I was like, hey, I kind of like, you know, making fun of people. I mean, I didn't like making people feel bad, but I like making fun of people that knew it was coming. Like, that was nice.
And then, did they, like, just ask you to do a roast battle? Or did you have to apply?
Well, this particular roast battle that I just had was a little bit different, because it was the first time that I kind of did like an open question. Like, I went on my Instagram, Chris Spring Live, if you want to follow. But I went on there and I was like, hey, who wants to battle? Because I need a roast partner. And I did get one. Shout out to Andrew Gleason. He took the call and he was like, hey, let's do it. And but he's a newer guy. He hasn't been on the scene too long. A matter of fact, I think it was his first battle. But he did great. He did pretty good. I mean, he still lost, but you know, I've done it a couple more times, and I kind of knew what was gonna work and what wasn't gonna work. So it does help that I've had a little bit of experience. But I did win. I did win, so that's nice.
And how do you win? Like, you get them, like, people vote or what?
Oh, well, yeah, okay. So the way that they have it structured there, they do have, like, two title belts, they'll call them. And those will be voted on by judges. And there's usually, like, three, sometimes four judges. But the regular battles will be decided by the audience. So, yeah, this one I won because the audience pretty much voted, which is just them, a bunch of drunk people yelling, pretty much, and clapping.
Oh, okay. But I'll take that. So you only knew Andrew for a little bit.
Yeah, I would see Andrew around because I'm also like the door guy at Wise Guys. So, oh, okay. Yeah, I get to see everybody who comes in. And I knew Andrew, like, we had a little bit of a rapport, but I didn't know too much about him. And then even, as someone who does roast battles, like, it's better to know your opponent. And, like, he didn't really have, like, a whole lot, like, on his profile, which I kind of did use that to my advantage, too. Because then it's, like, I get to make up, like, all the little missing pieces, which I just did with none of it. I don't know if it was true or not. Like I said some foul shit. Like, I have no idea if that's what he even believes in or, you know, if that's the thing. But I kind of just took it as like, yeah, he hates babies and, you know, he kicks puppies. Like, that's kind of like how I took that approach.
I feel like the first episode you were on, it was called Chrispiracies.
Yeah, which is the name you came up with, which I thought was a great name.
Do you have any more?
Any new ones?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything new. I just heard one the other day too, and damn it, now I can't remember it. I think it had something to do with like something about the moon. It was legit, like, there's people there, but these were new people. They're like, it's a new one that I had heard. Nothing's coming out with that one.
Okay. American Thanksgiving is coming out, right?
Yes. Very soon.
What do you do for that?
Well, I'll like to go to, like, usually my mom's, because my mom does, like, she'll do traditional American Thanksgiving, which is like the turkey, you know, stuffing, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, that type of deal. The only thing is she'll do like a little bit of a Mexican twist to it, which I think a lot of Mexican families do, but she'll do like, she'll also do tamales, which is like almost like a hot pot, like a Mexican hot pocket, pretty much. And those are usually good too, because it's like a little bit of a, it's nice to have like a different option, you know, almost completely. So that's usually what I do. And then if not that, I've gone to like my in-laws for Thanksgiving, because my kids love to go there. So I think this year, though, it will be the first year that they're going to go for sure to their, you know, their mom's side of the family alone. And I'm probably going to have to work. So I'll probably just stay here and I'll probably just end up going to my mom's anyways, but just probably by myself, you know?
Yeah.
But so it should be fine, though. It should be fine. I shouldn't be sad or anything about it. It should be good.
Our Thanksgiving already passed in Canada.
When is the Canadian Thanksgiving?
In October.
Oh. Yeah.
So we already had our turkey. And
do you guys have Oktoberfest over there?
There's like bars that have it.
Okay, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Because that's like, those two go together, I feel like.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Thanksgiving and like a Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Because you got to have the drinks with the you know, with the food. And we don't have that here in America. Well, I mean, we do have the Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's too far from Thanksgiving. And everyone here just wants to drink wine or, you know. I mean, I guess that's fine, but.
I heard in Germany, Oktoberfest is in August.
Oh. That might be. I didn't know that. What? But they still call it. They don't call it Oktoberfest, obviously. But wow, that's kind of weird. They probably have a different name for it.
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm checking.
They still call it Oktoberfest? Oh, that's great. There's a conspiracy right there.
Yeah.
That can't be. What? We can't even agree on the same months.
I'm looking it up. When is Oktoberfest?
That is funny. Like, I think Mexico has their own Independence Day too.
I don't know what they're talking about. Someone told me, I don't know who said it, but it's actually mid September to the first Sunday in October.
Oh, okay. Well, I see what they did there. I guess it kind of counts. It's like this week I already saw people putting up Christmas lights, which I feel like, oh, maybe it's a little too early for that, guys. But some people get, I guess, a little too excited and they want to do it. I guess I get that way with Halloween. Like, I'll start doing Halloween right away. Like,
what do you do?
Like towards the end of September, I'll start putting stuff up.
Like what?
Like Halloween decorations and stuff like that.
What do you
I get excited for Halloween. Well, like this year, I did like a whole little, like this, I have this one wall and I filled the whole wall up with like skeleton, like they were like kind of like fixtures, like, but like you could hang it up. So it was almost like a piece almost. And then one was like a ghost, but they all matched. Like they were all themed, like it was all black and had like a neon trim. It looked pretty cool. And then I did a lot of like Christmas, not Christmas, but like Halloween lights, which was like a lot of purples and orange and, you know, I don't know. I like the whole, I don't know. Does that make me emo? I like the whole aesthetic. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of fun, you know, it's exciting, I guess. I don't know. Which is funny because I don't even like horror movies or like, nothing like, I don't like to be scared, but I like Halloween.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, I guess, but I just don't. I hate being scared. I don't like horror movies, but Halloween is the one time of year that I'll be like, all right, fine, let's watch a scary movie. And my kids love it.
What did you dress up as?
This year, I did my take on my Apple Watch is listening. That was weird. It just turned on out of nowhere. Shit, you say conspiracy once,
yeah,
and they're always listening. I actually dressed up as this comedian that passed away. His name is Rodney Dangerfield, and I even went on stage as him. Like I did my version of him.
Yeah,
and that was pretty fun.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was the family there, the comedian, or?
No. No, nobody was there. But it was a kind of out of nowhere. Like, for some reason, I thought, like, oh, this is our last chance to dress up and, you know, and be, like a character or, you know, dress up as a Halloween thing. But we had one more chance. I just didn't time it right. And so I was the only one who dressed up as like a thing.
Oh yeah.
So I think people were just not expecting it. So then when I went up and I was like, hey guys, I'm going to do this character. It's my impression of, you know, this comedian that passed away. But if you ask me, the jokes were spot on. I did get a couple laughs on the jokes alone, but yeah. I think the impression and like the fact that I was the only one, everyone's dressed like regular. And I'm over here like, in a pretty much 1950s, like suit and tie. I had my hair slicked back. I had like a gold watch. Like I did the whole thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you dressed up as like one of your friends that died, and I'm like, oh my God.
I did it again. No, no, I did it. It was, this is an older comedian that he was huge like in the 70s, 80s. Yeah, he did like a couple movies like Caddyshack, and he's actually pretty well known, especially in the comedy world.
Yeah.
He's like my all-time favorite one-liner comic. So his would be like a setup punchline. So like one of my favorite jokes of all time, like of his, is that he was like, oh, I went to my doctor, and my doctor said, oh, I have, you know, you only have 3 months to live. And he's like, doctor, I think I need a second opinion. And his doctor said, yeah, well, you're ugly too. I thought this was just, to me, like, I love that, you know, it's a little bit of a distraction.
What's his name again?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay, I'll look him up later.
Yeah, look him up. He's hilarious.
Okay.
But I, what did you go on something or?
No, I didn't do anything.
All right, so you're not really like too much into like the dressing up as like something like a.
I used to be, but yeah, not anymore.
You're over it. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Do you all still right. pass out candies?
I've done it once.
I tried to do that this year, and mm-hmm. I was super excited about it. Like, I even bought, like, the good kind of candy. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go hard this Halloween. Yeah. I got the good candy. I put up lights, like, just to signal, like, hey, somebody's at this house. And totally didn't work. Like, I didn't get one person come. So I don't know if that just means people are not trusting or what, but...
You didn't have anyone come? Were there Nobody. People like, were there kids like walking around
oh, yeah. your house? Like, they were all over the place around me.
Really?
They just didn't, yeah, they just did not go up to my house. So I don't Why? Know what happened, but I don't know. Maybe I freaked them out with, I've, it was almost like a landing strip I put down, like saying like, oh, come here.
Do you have like a long, do you have a long driveway?
No, but the walkway that leads to my place is pretty big. So I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Maybe next time, like, stand near the curb.
That would, you know what? That would probably work.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it, you know, it would sound creepy, though. Like, hey, kids, come get this candy.
Yeah, that would. Okay.
I'm not a creep, guys. I swear. I just like the passion tree and the... My kids love it. I'm just a big old dad.
Okay. Do you want to do you want to play Table Topics?
Yes, I would love to. Let's All right. play Table Topics.
Which country would you pick for a day of eating street food?
Street food. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, wow. I don't even know if they have street food, but I'm going to say Italy. Yeah. I feel yeah. like they have no street food, but I'm sticking with Italy.
I was trying to think if there was any, like...
I can't even picture them, like, out, like... But I still want pizza that bad, so I'm going to stick with my answer. Italy.
I would go back to Japan and have the street food there.
You know, that was going to be my second option.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was going to say Japan.
What would you like to change about the way Americans eat?
I would like for them to stop. I feel like the stuff that's bad for you is always so easily available and like cheaper. Mm-hmm. So I wish the stuff that was more healthy was more inexpensive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like back in the days, the people who were like overweight were, that was like a sign of wealth. And nowadays it's like, it's the opposite. Yeah. It's like, if you're big, oh, he's probably poor, you know, because all he could afford is like, you know, fast food or whatever. So yeah, I wish they would not like tighten up their restrictions or stuff, but at least stop putting the unhealthy stuff in the food, you know?
Yeah, I think for me, like from what I've noticed when I went to the United States of America, there's a lot of supersized options.
Yeah. So, those options like that.
Yeah.
That's unnecessary.
But what about the animal style option?
You know what? Some things are okay in moderation. I definitely feel like I love and I still want my animal style.
Yeah.
But my thing is like, even when I do order animal style, mm-hmm. like a lot of times I'll just do the burger animal style. Like I won't do the whole thing, like, even though I will, but like not always, you know. I'll restrain from that a little bit, but not too much. But yeah.
I've only tried the burger one.
Right? And it's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's what I told you. I do feel like it's a little too easy to get your hands on food that is not the most healthy, for mm-hmm. sure.
What is your most unusual piece of cooking equipment?
Oh, okay. I like this question. Most unusual piece. Okay, are you familiar with Temu?
Temu?
Yeah, it's like a very inexpensive like app or like website. It's almost like a wish.com type of deal.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like that, and they're brand new, or they're fairly new, and they had like all these kinds of deals, right? When like I signed up once because somebody suggested it to me, and I got this really cool but weird like vegetable cutter, like the way it would like cut vegetables were like, it was like in certain shapes and like like it would cut my cucumbers in like X's and O's. Like it was weird.
Yeah.
But I thought it was cool for some reason when I bought it. I must have been drunk when I bought it.
Yeah.
But I use that thing. I still use that thing. So that's probably like the weirdest like little kitchen thing that I use.
Do you usually use that when you have like a date come over and
no.
You try to impress them?
No, because I just got it maybe like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I have not had anyone over. Still single life, baby. So yeah, I feel like I'm getting more into cooking, to be honest with you. And like the idea of like doing like new dishes kind of excites me. Like every Monday I've been tried something new for like the past month already, and I'm enjoying it.
What have you tried?
I did like I did this really good stew like 2 weeks ago. I did this chicken and bacon marinara with Alfredo sauce, and that came out pretty decent. Because I did like fresh garlic, which I've never really messed with before, because I was always intimidated by it. I was like, oh, I'm gonna mess this up, you know. But I tried it out and it came out really good. Like I even did garlic bread like from scratch pretty much.
And you made the bread?
That's the much part. I didn't make the bread. Really nice fresh bread, but everything else that I added, it came out really good. Like I roasted the garlic.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was pretty good. I kind of gave myself a little pat on the back for that one.
I love garlic bread.
Oh, this one came out so good too.
Oh, you should like start a IG for your food.
Hey, you're putting ideas in my head. I think I might do that. I think I might fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
I'll let you know for sure. I'm going to tag you.
I guess I should answer. What's your most unusual piece of cooking equipment?
Yeah. Let me know. What is it?
Unusual?
Yeah.
I don't really like... You know, my mom wasn't into like gadgets and stuff. So I kind of like am the same. So I don't really have any like... I have something in my kitchen that I like.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yeah, I'll take that. Okay. I'm still dying to know what it is.
You know, like a 50s diner, the straw holder?
Straw container? Oh, yes. Yes.
And then you like lift it up and all the straws come out?
Yes.
I have one of those.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've seen those. That's pretty cool. That's, yeah, I would say it's unusual. Not everybody has that.
Yeah. Okay. Which food vacations would you... Oh, wait, sorry. Which food vacations would be most interesting to you?
I think I would like a food vacation. Like, maybe like a India. Because I feel like I don't really eat any Indian food here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's here. It just hasn't come across. Like, everything else is so available in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But Indian food, for some reason, I haven't really came across too many places. Or at least anything that was suggested.
There's a good one in Vegas I went to with Freddie and Lizzie. And... They took me there.
Oh, well, if you know the name, I would definitely love to try it. I had it like a couple times when I used to live in California.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those foods that I never got too many opportunities to just, you know, get into.
It was a buffet, but I don't remember the name. But okay. You should ask them.
I definitely will. I'll ask Freddie.
But I think, actually, I would choose India, too.
Oh, awesome. Look at this.
Mm-hmm. I have a coworker. He's been letting me try his lunch food that he makes.
Oh, okay. So he makes his own.
Yeah.
Is he Indian or?
Yeah. So I get to try, like, different curry and, like, different like dip and it's really good.
Yeah, I would love to try that more. That sounds food. That food sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes, I'm ready.
Would you rather have a wine cellar, wood fired oven, or outdoor kitchen?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm gonna go. Oh, wow. Wood fire. I think
the oven you said, right?
Yeah, I think I'd go that. Yeah, because that's another thing. Yeah. Yep, pizza. Yeah, I'd have to go that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I knew how to make like a good thin crust pizza, like I think I could literally eat that probably the rest of my life and I'd be fine. I mean, I'd die for sure early, probably from diabetes, but you know, I think that I would be able to have that meal consistently.
Yeah. Is that your favorite food?
It's not, but but it's one of my favorites.
What is your favorite?
You know what? I always tell people that it's sopes. It's a Mexican dish. And I do love sopes because I'll get them every year for my birthday. I think I've told you that, but it's one of those things where I like that I only pretty much have it on my birthday. You know what I mean? Like it feels like a treat to have it, not all the time. But pizza is like one of those things where it's like a staple. You know, it's almost like, oh, let me get some garlic bread with my pasta, or you know what I mean? Like it just feels right. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but.
Do you ever make homemade pizza?
I have, but I haven't made anything that I'm like, oh, I think maybe like a handful of times I've made pizza that I'm like, that was delicious.
I'll give you my recipe and you can try.
Yes, please. Yes, absolutely.
Because it's pretty good.
I will absolutely try, yeah.
All right. Are you a food snob?
I'm not a food snob. There's only like one ingredient that I'll never ask for, which is avocados. I'll never ask for it.
Really?
I mean, I'm not like, oh, I hate it. I'll never eat it. I mean, I'll eat it if it's there, or especially if I order and it comes with it. I'm not going to like just throw it away or whatever. Like I'll eat it, but it's not something I'll ever ask for.
Yeah, I'm not really picky.
Yeah, not me. Yeah, me neither. I'm not really picky as well. Plus, I like to try stuff. That's my thing.
Me too.
That's why every Monday I'm like, I'm going to do something new that I haven't made before. Today I was cooking and it took me literally 6 hours.
Oh, right. It's Monday today.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. 6 hours.
Yeah,
what did you make today? The stew?
Yeah, it was that chicken in with like marinara and Alfredo sauce.
Okay.
It was so good.
Yeah.
But it took forever because I made it in the slow cooker, in the crock pot.
Oh yeah.
Which is that's the way it's supposed to be, you know?
Easy.
Yeah, super easy.
Really good.
Yeah, came out really, really good. I'll save you some.
You add hot sauce?
No, I like to do like red pepper flakes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I want to do I always see people have like this red like chili paste.
At
least everyone I know. I would love to have like some of that for my own. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe that's what I'll do next Monday. Yeah, plus it's delicious. Like.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gotten around to learning that. If you have that recipe, I'll take that one too.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Well, I don't have it, but if I find it.
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to give you homework.
I recently started making my own hummus.
Oh, how's that?
That's really good.
Do you make your hummus spicy or do you make it like just traditional?
The first time was traditional, and then the second time I added roasted red peppers.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It was really good.
I love hummus.
I have the recipe, and once you make homemade hummus, you won't want to buy store-bought.
Okay, I'm definitely going to need that then.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite cut of meat?
My favorite cut. Wow. I don't even know how to answer that. Whatever makes carne asada. I mean, I think it's skirt steak.
Okay.
Which I don't even know if I still said it right. There's probably someone listening going, that is not.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't even know. But whatever makes that, that's my favorite cut of meat.
Does chicken breast count?
Chicken breast? I would say so. I do love chicken breast. And I feel like I do make it a lot.
Or are they talking about like beef or pork? I don't even know.
I don't either. Well, I like it all. How about that?
Have you ever tried like whale meat or kangaroo meat or?
No. No, I have not. I've tried pigeon once and that was disgusting.
Like on like where?
I legit threw up. When I was like younger, I went to one of my aunt's house one time and they were so happy. They were like, oh, we made this big dinner, everybody. And now in retrospect, I feel like I was being an asshole, but I was a little kid, you know? And yeah. I immediately was like, this is horrible. I don't know what this is. And I don't want to know what it is. But of course, right away, my cousin was like, oh, you're eating pigeon. And I was like, no, you're lying. And they're like, no, it's legit pigeon. And I threw up immediately. And my aunt got pissed. And my mom got pissed. And then they literally made me a new plate. And they were like, you're not leaving the table until you finish it. I was at that table for 3 hours.
Did you eat it?
I had to. Force it down. Like every bite was me just like literally like about to throw up.
Was it actually pigeon or was he just joking?
You know, I don't know if he was joking or it was never confirmed, but I'll tell you this. It tasted like it was pigeon. Like there's no, I don't think there's anything else. Whatever you're picturing in your head right now that pigeon tastes like, that's what it tastes like.
Okay. How did you know I was picturing it in my head?
Because everyone's picturing in their head. Come on, it's pigeon. Nobody wants to eat pigeon.
I just thought of like very oily meat.
Yeah. It tasted very gamey.
Gamey. Yeah.
Yeah. Which to me, I don't even know if I'm saying that right. I do remember it tasted like I don't know, like, yeah, like oily, like
almost like
bowel, liver. Like, huh?
Liver.
Something like that. Yeah, very pungent. It was like very pungent.
Okay.
Definitely wasn't a thin crust pizza.
Yeah. Were you able to put like hot sauce or anything on it?
No, they didn't even let me do that. That would have been nice. No, they just they gave it to me with rice and beans, and they had put like a little bit of mole, but they didn't even give me enough of that. I was like, come on, like I can still taste this freaking, you know, this freaking pigeon. Yeah, it was horrible. Well, pigeons are the rats of the sky. I don't know if you know that, but it's true.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah, they're the rats of the sky.
Do you know they get, like, they do have, like, feelings? They get upset when their pigeon friend dies.
No way. See, now I feel horrible.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't and even that bad.
There was this,
okay.
There was this one flat pigeon. Actually, it was just like the bones and the feathers, and this one pigeon just like hung around the area and hung out with his friend.
Oh, that's sad. That's so sad. Immediately I'm sad.
And there was another pigeon that died. I think it got hit by a car, but the other pigeon jumped on the stomach to try and wake it up.
It was like, get up.
Yeah.
But it was dead. Oh, no. Oh, that's horrible.
Okay.
You know, there's a famous pigeon in Vegas.
Is there?
Yeah. He's got like his own Instagram handle and everything. He's got more followers than we do, put it that way.
Really?
Yeah. And he wears a hat.
I think that a long time ago, there was a crow that would like carry a knife and it like went on the sky train or something. I remember seeing it.
Well, I heard crows are super smart.
Yeah. They'll remember you if you do.
Yeah. Damn, so they already learned weapons?
Yeah.
Oh, everything's trying to kill us.
I'll have to look it up later.
I will say this. Pigeon meat was so bad. If the world was ending and that's all there was to eat, like, I think I'll start eating people first.
It was that bad?
It was that fucking bad.
What's the ideal length of time for a dinner with friends? Oh, this is good.
Ideal?
Well, you know see, why?
Yeah, why? I want to hear this first. Yeah, why?
Because we were going to podcast yesterday, but you had dinner with friends.
That's true. I was and just thinking about
we
that.
We had no idea how long it was going to be.
Yeah, I did not know how long it was going to be. And then too, they were like an older group. So I was like, oh, they'll be done fairly early.
Yeah.
And they stuck around a little bit longer than I thought.
And the older group was more awake than me because I was like, okay, we'll just do it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. That's hilarious. They beat us. And they were like older too. I'd say a good 2 to 3 hours is good. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah.
Okay. If you needed to gain weight, what would you eat?
Ooh. Everything I'm eating now. I feel like that. I feel like if I was going to need it to gain weight faster or like. I'd probably go like pastas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would do the trick.
You know, if I wish I could just like, I don't know. If I wanted to gain weight, I would go with like a lot of pasta too. I say pasta.
Oh, really?
And apparently Americans say pasta.
That is kind of funny. Wait, say it one more time.
Pasta.
Yeah, you're wrong. I start saying pasta. No, I don't even know. What if we both say it that way and Italians are like, you're both wrong? Maybe I'll start saying it and people are going to be like, you're from Canada?
Well, maybe I'm wrong and I just...
That's what if you're the only one who says it?
Actually, like, you know what? No, I actually asked Kelly. Okay, so I was on the phone with Tommy from New York, and I mentioned I was eating pasta on my lunch break, and then that's when I found out everyone else says pasta.
You know what? I would think somebody from New York would say it the way you say it.
Pasta?
Pasta. Or Boston?
No, he says pasta. Or how do you say it? Pasta.
Pasta. I say pasta.
Yeah, and then I did ask Kelly, how do you say pasta? And she says pasta. And then I was like, Tommy says pasta. And she's like, who says pasta? But yeah, we're probably the only ones that say pasta.
No, everyone I know for sure says pasta.
Okay, I'm going to ask more people then.
Yeah, ask more people. Like, you know what? Sure, you should put it up as a poll. Pasta.
A poll, yeah? Pasta.
Yeah,
pasta.
Oh yeah. What is it, guys? Pasta or pasta?
Yeah, but how do you even spell that? Because pasta is spelled P-A-S-T-A. Pasta is like P-O-S-T-A, right?
Yeah, you might have to do like a voice. Can you do a voice like poll or something like that?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to look that up. But that I think that would be a good question because yeah, who knows? Maybe we are the only ones who say it the way we say it. Can we get some Italians to vote here? We need you guys to help us.
I think it's pot. Like, I feel like it is pasta. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. Only food snobs are going to get mad.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get mad at me.
Do you know any real food snobs? I feel like I know a couple.
Like, but what I is just, the what really is the food snob? Like, oh, they won't eat.
Yeah, maybe they're just picky and.
And they'll only eat, like, high quality food?
Right. Or whatever they eat is always the best. Oh, you eat from there? Oh, I only eat from this place.
You know, I don't hang out with anyone like that, so.
I don't either.
I wouldn't be able to.
I just date them. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, right? I feel like that's a trait that is a red, that I would say that's a red flag. Anyways, you were saying?
What other red flags?
If they eat pigeon meat, for sure they're out. They're gone from my. I'm swiping left. Whatever is left, I don't even remember. Which one is the one that is a good thing? Is it right or left?
I think right. I've never had Tinder or anything, so
I've had it a couple times, but I'm trying to go. I'm trying not to use it this time.
That'd be funny if you were doing the opposite.
I'm just throwing all the people I like and all the people I don't like. I'm like, that makes a lot of sense. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Oh, man. I would have so much fun eating so much pasta.
No.
You know what I did the other day?
What'd you do?
I got my passport renewed for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Yes.
I took a picture before I lost weight. So for 10 years now, I have a double chin.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad
you waited a week, said that. A week after. I would have not had a double chin. Why?
Well, because I have mine's coming up like in 2 years, 3 years, I think. Oh, so now I gotta. Yeah, but now I gotta remind myself, like, okay, if I don't want that same old picture, I gotta make sure I have a new one ready to go. You know.
Yeah, but I think they put a date on it, and then it. If it expires in 6 months, you have to take a new picture.
Take a new one? Well, yeah. Either way, I still got to make sure I don't look like a before picture.
It doesn't really matter anyway.
Well, I guess. Do you smile or do you like just do a serious face?
You can't smile.
What do you mean you can't smile?
They told me not to smile.
That sounds horrible.
Are you smiling in your passport picture?
I'm going to look now. I don't know. I feel like I was. No one's going to tell me I can't smile.
I've never smiled in my past. They always tell me not to smile.
You know what? I did hear that for my driver's license, but even that one, I'm smiling. I don't care. I do remember they were like, don't smile. And I was like, screw you. I'm smiling. Why? That's stupid too, though. Like, why? What's the purpose of the smile or no smile? Like, who cares?
Your whole face is like deformed when you smile. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess, but we're all attracted to smiles more. Don't you think? Like, a person's like their best looking when they smile.
When you go through security, do you smile like that?
It depends on what security I'm going through. No, I guess not. I guess I don't. Well, nobody goes to the airport smiling. I feel like those are weirdos. Like, why are you smiling?
Yeah, so they want to see a picture of you. And if you're not smiling, they want to see the same face.
That's so funny. They're like, we're not going to ask you to smile there. So don't smile in the picture you took 7 years ago or whatever.
We have a lot of things to Google after.
Yeah, we do. I feel like we're just giving each other homework every time we do a podcast.
Yeah.
I gotta check. I still gotta look up new conspiracies.
Yeah, for next time.
Yeah, I do want a Chrispiracy part two.
Okay. When you need when you need comfort food, what do you cook?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? Wings. Wings are my comfort food. Like, not buffalo, because I'm not... I mean, I like buffalo, but I'm not really a buffalo guy. But I love, like, a good rub. Like, a good, like, Louisiana rub, or... Like, spices, you know? Like, a dry spice rub. Yeah.
The best... Wings. Chicken wings I've had was in LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we ordered Uber Eats from the hotel, and it was lime and pepper, I think.
Lime and pepper? Good choice.
It was really good.
Do you remember the place? Or
no.
Giving you more homework again.
I don't remember, but it was really good.
Wings is definitely the one I go to where I'm like, okay, I need to feel good now.
What is, like, comfort food? Like, I don't really know.
I feel like, for me, it's when I feel, like, out of it, or, like, whenever I feel, like, not a bad day, per se, but, like, I don't feel like I've had, like, I don't know. Cause I'm a pretty positive person, I guess. Cause like I said, I'm like, I'm gonna smile even if people tell me not to. But I feel like when you have like a bad day, or like I've had maybe even a bad week, and I feel like to me it's like a treat. Like, oh, like, you know what? I'm gonna do wings today, and it immediately puts me in a better place. So I feel like that's. I feel comfortable after that. I mean, I don't know if I'm describing that right, but.
You know, like, usually when I'm, like, stressed out, like, if I'm feeling stressed or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like eating.
Oh, that's good. I feel like I go to eating when I get stressed. Because it's immediate. It's like an immediate, like. Like, it's, and then eating is like the thing, like, you can't avoid, like, you're gonna eat, you know?
Yeah.
But that might be why I look like a before picture. Well, what's your comfort food? What is the thing you, when you do feel stressed, what do you go to?
I don't.
There's nothing you are like, okay, do you have like something you're nostalgic for? Like something you're like, oh, I love when I have this meal, or like, you know what I mean?
If I'm really hungry, I'll like crave something, but yeah, there's nothing that makes me.
There's not like a go-to that you crave though?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this then. Do you, like, when you're in a relationship, or like when you're like, even seeing somebody and like they ask you like, oh, what do you want to eat? Do you know always what you're gonna say, or are you always like one of those girls that are like, I don't know, whatever?
I usually can think of like a few places to eat at.
Okay, that's good. That's good then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if you were like just because you don't really go to food, or, but I know you like food. That's why it's like a little,
yeah, a
little, yeah. So it's like good. At least you know what you want.
Yeah. Okay. Because I like a lot of different food, so it would be hard to just like keep going to the same.
Okay, I see. Well, obviously you like hummus.
Homemade hummus. I guess pizza. I don't know.
Pizza's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Do you prefer restaurants where you can order small plates or a full-size entree?
I prefer full size.
Me too.
Full size. Yeah. I like stuff where like everyone could get a little bit off of, you know? It almost feels like a family table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It feels more intimate and more like everyone's invited. It's not like a party, I guess.
So you want people picking off of your plate?
You know, I don't mind. I don't mind. I love offering food. I love it when like I make an order that I like and I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And then someone looks at it and they look at their plate and they look like, oh, I kind of wish I ordered that. I love being to be able to be like, you want to try some? Like, I would, and I never like, oh, let me try some of yours. Like, you know, to me, it's more like, yeah, like I, there's a lot of times where like, that will happen. And then somebody will be like, oh, I wish I would have done that, and then I will give them some and they'll be like, oh yeah, this was definitely, you made a better choice or whatever. And you know, it's not that it's competition or anything, but I just like the I don't know, the feeling part of like, yeah, this is great, like you try this, you know.
I like, find
my
that...
kids will always pick out of my plate and it doesn't bother me at all.
That, yeah, that's different, but I find like it weird to like go to a restaurant and then someone just like look like gawking over your food, wishing they had it. Like, dude,
that's such a funny word though. I guess, dude, I don't see it that way.
You could have ordered it, but it's also like different if you decide before, like, oh, do you want to split this and get this, and then share it. That's different. But when you take the time and order your own plate and then they're like slobbering over your plate, that's pretty weird.
I don't know if I've seen anybody slobber, but
well, they're pretty much doing that if they're like, oh, I wish I had that plate, you know.
I guess, I don't know, I've never and no one's ever made me feel like that, like they're like,
or say that
his plate, you know what I mean, like.
Or say that you're at like work or whatever, and then you're heating something up, and then someone's like, that smells so good. Like,
yeah, but I'm I'm excited when they do that, because I'm always like, yeah, check it out. Look what it is. I made it or whatever. Like,
it's weird though, because it's going into your mouth.
What's weird if they watch it go in my mouth?
And they probably are.
That's different.
Yeah.
Like if they smell it and they're like, oh, that smells amazing. Like that's kind of like a compliment. It's like, yeah, because a lot of times I do cook for myself now. So, you know, to me, it's like a compliment almost.
I don't know. I find it weird. Like it's okay if they're passing by and they're like, that smells good. But like when they're really like, like they're almost like sniffing your food.
Yeah, that sounds like weird. Stalking now. Like,
yeah,
I guess that would be a little much. I don't think I've dealt with too much of that.
If you could invite any three people in the world to dinner, who would you choose?
You mean alive, obviously, right?
Or it could be dead. Like,
oh, just any three people?
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh dang, all right, this is gonna be hard to answer. I feel like I have to give two answers. There's the answer of like of people that I'd want, like personally, just in a respect way of like people that inspired me or whatever. But then there's a way of like me now, like with like, you know, because I've lost, you know, like people in my life that I wish that I could see again, you know.
Yeah,
so that's what makes that question hard to answer. Like I would love to obviously have one more dinner with my wife and you know, have my kids there obviously, but Oh, I'm not trying to make everyone sad. Hold on. Hold on. So I'm gonna give the answer of like, if it's just three people that I don't know or I haven't met.
Yeah.
Let's I would say Rodney Dangerfield for sure. The comic that I had, the comedian I had told you about earlier.
Yeah.
I there's so many questions I would love to ask that man. Because one of the things I found fascinating about him is he started stand up at a pretty early age, right? But
Yeah.
it didn't really go anywhere, and he went by his a different name, and he stopped for years. He went to a regular job. I think he did like sheet, like a hard labor job. Like he just went to work, but he always wrote jokes, and he when he came back, which like he and he was like in his 40s, he got famous. Like he got famous. He got wealthy and like respected, and like it was great. It's a crazy story. So I have so many questions I would love to ask him. So I think he would definitely be one of them. I would also love to have talked to I'm trying to think of somebody like food wise. I would like
Oh yeah.
just 'cause I feel like they would make the dinner even better, like a Bobby Flay, like somebody like that. Yeah, I think I'll say him, Bobby Flay, 'cause first of all, I think he's like a cool, like a man's man,
Yeah.
I feel like he'll tell me exactly the way what I should drink with what I'm eating and why I should be doing it. Like that would be cool to me. I don't know. That's cool. Like to, he probably knows like cool little facts. Like oh, they didn't make this back until like 1876 and Queen Elizabeth. Like I feel like he knows cool little facts like that. I think that would be interesting. And then the last, I would probably say, I don't know. I don't know. The last one I would probably I think I'd want to do a US president. And I think I would probably Kennedy. I'd probably do Kennedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. You got me thinking now.
Yeah, just 'cause there's so many people, it's like there was a lot of people like and then
Yeah.
I was like, should I go newer?
Yeah, when you mentioned your wife, I thought of my dad
Yeah, right? 'Cause it's
and then
like
my
obviously
grandma.
you'd want to, yeah, there's a lot of people you'd want to like if that was really a wish you could make come true, I think nobody would go for like a famous person or I mean maybe too. I mean, I guess that's possible too, but I would go straight to that,
But would you really want them to come back to, like,
For a
I don't
dinner?
know.
Kind of, yeah. That way we could say everything that needs to be said,
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't go down this way.
And then you mentioned like a chef, right?
Yeah, I like the idea of having a chef there.
So I kept thinking of all these different people, but that'd be fun to like have Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, even he would be awesome, I think.
Yeah. And then I would choose Jim Carrey
Okay.
because I like, I don't know, I follow him on Instagram and
Yeah.
I like to follow him, not
No,
in a
I
creepy way.
agree. I like his observations. I like the
Yeah.
way he talks about life. I love the way he talks about life.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I feel like Johnny Cash, obviously, because.
Oh, see, now you got me thinking. I'm like, damn, I didn't pick a music guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny Cash would have been awesome too. Yeah.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay can like help cook. Jim Carrey can joke
Entertain.
around. Yeah, and Johnny Cash can play the guitar and
Damn,
sing.
you re that's a good one. Damn, not this. I feel like I want to change my answer. I feel like I saw you come in with a better meal, and I was like, "Oh, look at, why didn't I order that?" But yeah, but I know you. But I'm immediately realizing you didn't like it, so I'm like, "Oh, never mind. I'll stick over
Well,
here."
no, that this is different. Like, I'm not putting that in my mouth, you know?
Well, the food is going to your mouth, but okay.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
I also thought like Lucille Ball too, because
Yeah,
I
shit.
love Lucy.
You know what? Damn. Yeah, I do
And
too.
even Ricky Ricardo would be cool.
Yeah, they would be awesome. Can we do a
Yeah.
couple?
Yeah.
I would love to have both of them.
Can we just do like a whole bunch of people at the
Yeah,
table?
you know what? Why can't we just, why can't one day at the end of the universe, we all sit down with each other and just have a meal?
Maybe that's heaven.
Maybe that is heaven. We're just eating like the best food ever.
And everyone has the comfort food, even me.
That sounds like heaven to me.
Yeah.
I think we just found out what heaven was.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done. We figured it out.
Yeah.
Now I want to go to heaven.
Not yet.
No.
When is our time? Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to save it, but it's
hopefully
nice to know what we're going to get to. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next question. How do you organize your recipes? I don't really, but.
I don't either. The only kind of organization I have is like on different apps that I see different recipes that I'm like interested in. I'll save them to like albums.
Yeah.
So I have one that's foods I need to try. And then I have ones that are like looks interesting. Like they're not even like Italian or like Mexican. They're just labeled weird, I guess.
I have I have some in a binder that I kept. And then I also have.
Nice.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. I don't really have too many, but.
So you have physical recipes then?
Yeah.
Nice. See, I wish I had physical ones. I don't have any physical recipes.
I'm like old fashioned. I'll like write it out and then I'll like look at the paper and either like bake or cook.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't think people did that anymore.
Yeah.
I thought everyone just, you know, went off of TikTok or Instagram or whatever.
Not me.
Good for you.
Thank you. Which brand of chocolate is best?
Ooh. Oh. Well, my favorite is York. I love a York. It's like a peppermint patty.
Oh, I think I've seen them, but I've never tried it in this America.
Some people either love them or hate them. Because they're kind of minty.
Okay, yeah.
Peppermint
patty.
Yeah, and some people don't like the mint. Or I don't even know if it's coconut, but like they have like a white like filling that's like some people are like even that don't like coconut won't even try that because they're like, oh, it's too close to it. Because I'm not sure if it is coconut, but I don't think so. But anyways, that's
like
my
Bounty?
Favorite. Huh?
Do you like Bounty bar?
Bounty?
It's like coconut and chocolate.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I like the almond one.
I've never tried that one.
Yeah, I think it's Almond Joy.
Oh, Almond Joy.
Yeah.
Never had that, but I've seen it.
But I've had both. I mean, I've had both. And I like the ones with coconut. And to me, I like them. Do you like them? Are you a coconut person or?
I like coconut, but I haven't tried that chocolate bar.
What's your chocolate brand?
I really like See's Candy.
See's is good. Yeah. See's has
Butterscotch Square. Oh my god.
Which one?
butterscotch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, damn. See's is good, too, because they have so many different types of treats. Yeah. And, like, yeah, that's
We don't have it up here, and you can't order because it says something like it will melt on the way here.
Oh, that sucks. So they haven't figured out a way to transport it?
I guess not.
Mm.
So usually, like, if I'm down in Vegas or like Washington, actually. Yeah.
Mm, you're like, I'm gonna stop by.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Actually, now that you say it, I'm like, as soon as you said it, I'm like, oh, I gotta go back to C's. I gotta get me some candy.
Is there one in Vegas?
I'm not sure if there's one in Vegas. I know there's one in California where I go to, where like I go around.
Actually, there is one in the Vegas airport. Like a mini. Because I always stop.
There's probably one. I'll find out. That I will find out. I'll let you know.
I think it was the Vegas airport. Or was it Colorado, actually? Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
All right.
We'll see, like, where the C's come from.
We'll do like two more.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then we can do another podcast. Because I opened up this table topic game like last year, and Irma and I would play this. And I'm still not even, oh my God, I'm not even like a quarter into it.
Really? That's kind of cool. I like games like that.
So I've had like 3 episodes playing this.
That's awesome.
Even 4, I don't know. Are there any foods you don't eat for moral reasons?
Moral reasons? No, because I was taught as a young age, like even with the pigeon thing, like I remember one of the things they told me was like, it's disrespectful not only to like my aunt that worked hard to make the meal, but like to the actual animals that we've basically taken their life. And but that made sense to me, because it's like I'm like on my father's side, we're part Native American, and like the Native Americans, like their idea of like when they had to hunt, it was like they ate every piece of the animal, and they they were thankful that they were able to, you know, live off of their sacrifice. And like, I don't know, I don't look at food that way, I guess. I mean, like, in that way I do, but I don't think like us trying to survive is immoral, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely different options we could go. And I feel like one day maybe I'll probably do that, but you know.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't, to answer the question. There's nothing that I'm like, I'm trying to think, is there? What do you mean, like Bud Light? Like, like, I don't know. I just think it's weird when people don't do something because of, I mean, I get some of it, but the food thing is like, that's kind of a weird one. It's like, is it helping though, you know?
The Bud Light?
Yeah, because you know how like people got all offended because that whole controversy. But to me, it was like, I mean, is that really helping or hurting? Like, I don't know. I feel like too many people have a soapbox. It's too hard to keep up with the soapboxes.
It's like that just reminded me of the, like, at Starbucks one year, people got mad because the Christmas cups weren't Christmas enough.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's another weird thing too. It's like,
something people get mad over.
Yeah, it's like people look for things to get upset over.
Like, does it really matter?
Yeah, like who gives a shit? Go to your house and Christmas it up then, or or yeah. not, you know?
What is more important than food when you consider a travel destination?
More important than food?
Yeah, when you consider a travel destination.
Well, the only other thing that I look for, because one is obviously I do look at food first. But the second thing I'll look for is like, is there more to experience there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Cause I like, that's the other side of the experience. I think, I feel like food is like the best interpretation of where you're at.
Yeah.
And then obviously looking at like the landscape is like, it's to me, I was always fascinated by both those things. The architecture, yeah. I love the way a city, I love that, like, I don't know how, like, your street structure is, you know, in Canada, but, like here in the States, I love when I go through, like, a city, and I can easily, or, like, automatically tell I'm in a different city or state based on the new neighborhood I went into, you know, I hope that makes sense. Cause like the signs will be different, and like there's little changes that you're like, wait a minute, I'm not in Vegas anymore. Now I'm in, you know, this other city, or now I'm in California, and the roads look different, and the signs are different. Like I like that. I don't know what that is, but I do kind of like that. Sometimes I go like one time I went to Arizona to visit family, and a lot of the streets reminded me of the streets in my neighborhood that I grew up in Pacoima. And I was like, am I in Pacoima again? Like, but then immediately I'll be like, no, that's a different type of street or whatever. I don't know. I like those little details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is more important than food when you consider a travel destination? Usually I choose a place that I've been wanting to go to. Or like I know there's an attraction there, so I was interested in the Johnny Cash Museum, right, and that's in Nashville. So I first looked up the Johnny Cash Museum, and then I looked at what else is in Nashville, and I knew about like the main street with all the music. And then that's when I started looking up, like, what bars and what kind of food is popular there, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's
then,
awesome.
And then you look up, you go to YouTube and you watch different, like, travel blogs, like food blogs, too. And that's when I started watching Everybody Feed Phil. And he would go to Nashville and Memphis and New York, Montreal. So I just watched all of that, and then I knew where to go.
Oh, that's awesome. I've never even heard of that. I'm going to have to look that up.
I did that in, Everybody Feed Phil. It's pretty good. It's on Netflix. I also, before I went to Japan, I looked up each city and where I was staying in Japan. And then I got to know the area by looking at or watching so many YouTube videos. When I arrived in Japan, I knew where to go.
Oh.
And it's pretty crazy because Japan is busy and there's a lot of streets and everything. But I researched so much that like I knew which way this place was that I wanted to go. And yeah, it was fun.
That's cool. That's cool. See, I'll do a little bit of research. Just to know like the basic layout, but I love like when I'll go somewhere that I don't know, I love kind of just figuring it out as I go.
Yeah. And I only really looked up around my hotel because when I went to like, when I took the train to Harajuku, like I didn't know too much about it. So I also like, you know, the surprise and everything.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. I like that question. That was a good question.
And no matter like where you go, even if you do look up a place, it's never the same as what you think, like you think it, what it will be.
Right. It's like what you expect.
Yeah, what you expect. Like when I went to Italy, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, I did not expect like a bunch of souvenir shops like down the side, like across the field, you know?
Right.
So it's never what you expect in your head before you go.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. It's never what you think it's going to be. But yeah. I like when it still surprises you and you're like, but I still liked it, you know?
Yeah. I just want to give some shout outs to Get Judged Podcast. They're Canadian.
Oh.
And they're the only ones that I talk to, I think, from Canada.
Oh, like okay. I'll check them out.
I feel like I've talked to other people, but I can't remember right now. And also, I want to give a shout out to Mictorious. Do you know where he's from?
Is he from the States?
Yeah, he's from LA and he's from Ask the Fellas podcast.
Oh, okay. What up, Nick?
Yeah, that's his real name, Mictorious.
Oh, okay. Well, Torres, I was like, Mexican? I'm like, maybe he's Mexican.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to him because he always gives me a shout out on that podcast.
Nice.
Not like every time, but he actually says my name right too.
I was just going to ask you that. That's funny.
Like my podcast name and my real name. So shout out to Mictorious. For the second time, I'm doing Thoughts of the Week. And this is my new segment that I'm trying to remember to do each time, okay?
Very cool. Yeah.
All right. You know Patreon for podcasters?
Yes.
I'm thinking, is it like a OnlyFans for podcasters?
I feel like it could be, but I think it's not supposed to be. No, I don't think so. Now that I think about it, because they probably don't allow.
Well, I don't mean like they're actually gonna like show anything,
right?
But
it's probably like a lot more cussing and like, maybe stuff you wouldn't just put out in the podcast. Maybe like extra stuff that I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, because
I'm trying to think what I would pay for.
And I'm wondering that. Like, I'm wondering if I had a Patreon, what would I add to that? I've never actually followed one.
You know what I would, what I always see people who have, like, the thought of that, like, should I add a Patreon? They always ask the listeners. I think maybe you should ask your listeners.
Everyone. If I had a Patreon, what would you want to see or hear? Wait, see? No, I just do audio.
Well, is that good? No. But I would still want to just know. Like, what would you want to see anyways? I'm not saying I'll give it to you, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
You should post your the answer, like the number one answer on your Patreon.
I don't have a Patreon.
But that's why, so that way they'll subscribe and they'll be like, wait, I want to know what the answer was.
I feel like I wouldn't be good at whatever it is because I hardly like, I don't podcast each week. So how would I have time for a Patreon?
No, I think you could do. You could probably do it like at the end of podcasts. Like maybe all like
random stuff.
Yeah, or maybe like even like you know, like me and you have like done a couple of takes a couple of times.
Oh yeah, put the like.
Yeah, I think that stuff is could be interesting.
You know and how long that would take to edit? Like, it takes a long time.
It would, especially with all the curse words you use. People don't know how much you actually curse. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding, guys. I always have to edit all my curse words out.
Check her Patreon to hear Lisa talk about the F word. And she says F word pasta.
Pasta.
Effing pasta. Maybe that's the name, effing pasta.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
I'm writing that down. Yeah, but when you read it, you'll read effing pasta. When I read effing pasta.
Well, even when they hear it, they're going to get it. They're going to be like, oh, okay, I get what they're doing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right, for the ratings on Spotify, do you give... Okay, this is like... This was a thought today or yesterday.
Okay.
If you have a podcast on Spotify, do you give yourself five-star ratings?
For a podcast, yes.
But if you had your own podcast,
that's yes, what I would. I would.
And I gave myself 5 stars, so.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't know, but I'm just letting everyone know.
Yeah, why don't you guys give 5 stars?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to do that if I haven't done it already. I feel like okay. I have.
Thank you.
But even if I didn't, I will.
Thank you.
You got it.
I think there's like 13 people that put 5 stars. Well, 12. And then there's me. So 13.
Nice. Let's get it up to 20, guys.
25.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
We could do it. I think it's doable.
All right. Just to let you know, the longer the hair you have, the longer it takes to dry your hair. And because my hair is getting so long. Uh-huh. And I was thinking, in the winter, I won't even need a scarf.
That's how long it is?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just like tie it around my neck.
I just got my hair cut, so that's not going to be me.
Yeah. Okay. One more is... Do you listen to podcasts
at all? I do. Yes, I do. Just because at work, I'm able to like be stationary. So
yeah,
yeah, it helps pass the time, and I love that about podcasts.
What are your top three?
Well, obviously, Bombtastic.
You don't have to say that.
No, it's true though. And I don't. I like catching up to yours, which I have not caught up yet, but I am still working on it. So I definitely like to listen to comedy podcasts, and I like to jump around, to be honest with you. And mm-hmm. Right now I'm listening. I used to listen to it, but I recently got back into this comedian, Pete Holmes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I kind of accidentally stumbled onto a recent episode he had, and I was like, oh yeah, like I used to listen to this all the time. You've had that, right, where you listen to something and then for whatever reason you stop listening to it, and then you come across it again and you're like, oh yeah, I used to listen to this all the time.
Not me, but I get it.
Okay, yeah. Well, he has that's what happened. And he has this podcast called You Made It Weird, which like okay. Kind of like I just did. And then the last one, I'm trying to think of like a good go-to, because I do like to switch around a lot. I like autobiography type podcasts.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. There's cool. This new podcast called... First Date, and that's a video podcast, so sometimes I'll just let it play out, but I'll listen to it, you know. And that one's kind of interesting because it's like basically she takes the guest on a first date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the host. And it's funny because a lot of times it's comedians are just, and she'll be like, oh, that's a red flag, or you know what I mean? Like it's almost, cool. almost like a dating show, but it's not, you know?
That would be fun to listen to.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I'll check it out. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to ask, do you ever, because this was one of my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people burp on a podcast?
Yes, I do.
So is it like a one-time thing, an accident, or do they just like continue to burp?
Well, I've heard both. Some of the podcasts I listen to are with like a lot of like guys who don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've heard some where it came out on accident. Well, those are funny, obviously.
Yeah.
Burps don't really gross me out.
I don't know. I just feel like if you're listening to a podcast and it's in your ears, and then like it's pretty much like people are burping in your ear.
I guess, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't really let it bother me, I guess. I don't even really pay attention to it. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever.
Would you be okay if like someone starts like eating while they're podcasting and they're like chewing?
The chewing thing maybe is a little different, just because it's like, well, why don't you eat first, then come back and do your podcast? You know what I mean?
Well, why don't you edit out the burp?
That's true. But what if it came out in a part that you're like, but they got to hear the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, but sometimes I've noticed like people like burp for a while.
Yeah, that's true. And then too, I'll feel like, then where you're like, did they need to leave that in? Like,
yeah.
Well, sometimes I feel like me and you will like say something, right? Mm-hmm. And then immediately, like, I'll want to tell you, like, can you take that out? But then I'll think like, but we said that one thing right after that was kind of funny, so maybe just leave it all in. So I don't know. That I guess like that goes to you. Do you still do the editing, or do you have someone who does it still?
What? I would not trust anyone to edit my podcast.
I was trying to remember. I was like, did you? Yeah. Okay. So you are doing the editing.
Yeah, they would leave all the things that I want cut out.
Right.
Because it's usually like me like laughing like a crazy person.
Sometimes it's okay to laugh.
Oh, maybe I should add that on the Patreon if I get it.
It's just you laughing. Oh, yeah. You know what? That's not bad. It's not a bad idea.
But I'm not going to burp.
That's what the people want. What if, like, if you ask that question outright and that's exactly what they tell you? I feel like sometimes people will do the one thing you tell them you don't want to do.
And then they won't do it. I'll be like, never mind, I don't want this Patreon. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Where can we find you?
ChrisSpringLive.com and at ChrisSpringLive on all social media.
Thank you so much. And please come back on so we can finish this table topic game.
Yeah, well, I do want to finish it. We'll go through the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Bye, guys.
Bye.